You're overwhelmed. Everything feels hard and difficult. There's a lot of resistance, and you don't know how you're going to get out of this feeling. Every time you try and get out of it, it seems to get worse, and the problems right in front of you seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Never ending, spiraling us into negative thinking and actions that follow. Now today, because that doesn't sound very nice at all, sounds like a mental prison, and it's a false sense of what reality really is. And today I'm going to give you some tools on how you can anchor your way out of those moments so you don't have to stay stuck feeling overwhelmed and feeling trapped, and take back control. Welcome back to the Uncaged Podcast. It's Andy. This is episode 24. And today we're going to be talking about overwhelm and what to do when we're overwhelmed in life, and also a little backstory of how we get overwhelmed in the first place, at least the common ways. Now, when we look at overwhelm, one of the biggest, most important things that we want to do if we're choosing to put an end to it and start to feel better is we have to change the pattern of the feelings that we're feeling and the thoughts that we're thinking. Reason why is because how overwhelm begins is we start stacking problems or perceived problems in our life and in our reality on top of each other to the point where it almost feels like it is unfixable, inescapable, and impossible to change it. So to manage overwhelm, we first must gain some level of understanding and awareness of how it comes to be in the first place, or at least some common causes. So here we go. Okay, number one, cognitive overload or mental overload. Too many tasks, thoughts, or decisions demanding attention all at once, and it can feel impossible. Multitasking or context switching is something that's going to amplify the mental clutter from all of those demands. So sometimes we overload ourselves too much when it comes to actually executing on the tasks. But the problem is we're putting way too many things on our plate, multitasking things with toes in the water on each of them if they're all little swimming pools, if you can imagine that, to the point where we can't catch up or we can't keep up with the demands of each of those. Number two, a lack of clarity. This is an important one. Vague goals or even undefined next steps are the things that create friction in the process of overwhelm being developed. And when you don't know what to focus on, everything feels urgent, which is why it's really important, like I've mentioned in previous episodes, that you have to get clear on your goals, break them down into steps, so then all it is that you do is wake up in the day, know what your priority of tasks are, and go and take action. That way it's clear, precise, and only a matter of time before you complete them. Number three, unconscious beliefs. I'm talking about things like, I must do everything perfectly, or I must be the only one that can do this work. If I rest, I'll fall behind and fail. I'm not good enough unless I achieve X. These beliefs are the things that create self-imposed pressure, which is why we have to stand conscious and aware of the kind of things that we're believing in about ourselves and what we're buying into when it comes to our own stories and self-assigned identities. Number four, emotional buildup. Suppressed emotions like fear, guilt, shame, or even resentment are things that accumulate, and they constantly build up, building the emotional charge that ends up bleeding into tasks that you have, making them feel heavier than they actually are. So for this point, sometimes you gotta take it easy on yourself, lighten up on your intensity, on how critical you are, because sometimes you might just have a lot going on in general, and that's okay. It's all about moving forward and what we're gonna do next, not about repeating what we don't want, which is why we're doing all this work. Number five, disconnection from self. over-identifying with doing rather than being. Now, we have to be really careful that we're not just focused on the doing aspect of what we do. We need to focus on the being aspect, meaning the emotions that we feel are trying to teach us something. It's trying to show us a guidance system so that we can follow it and listen to it. But if we ignore it, guess what happens? It bottles up and suppresses, and to the point where it gets so full of being suppressed that it has to come out somehow, and it usually comes in the form of overwhelm. So we must listen to it rather than just always suppressing things and taking the time to give ourselves that rest. This is a good one. Number 6, nervous system dysregulation. Now, if you don't know this already, please go back once again and just watch all of my podcasts because it's all about not remaining in fight or flight mode, which is exactly what number 6 is here. The longer that we're in stress, it puts our nervous system into fight or flight mode. Now, that is high stress all the time till it becomes an unconscious programmed habit and state of being. And that can be where people are constantly feeling like they're overwhelmed and there's no way out constantly because they've wired in over years, which is why we have to stay aware that we do not want to get to this state. And I don't know why anyone would choose to be in that state other than by accident over time of staying in the familiar, which is what I've talked about as well. But each to their own. Now, from 1 to 6 are just a couple of examples, the common ones that lead to overwhelm. Obviously, everyone's experience is different. Yours might be a completely different circumstance. However, this is the basic thing that causes the buildup and the feeling of overwhelm. Now that we've put out everything that is the common cause of why overwhelm begins, let's talk about how we can combat now overwhelm, maybe when you're in the middle of it. To do this, let's separate these combating skills and actions that we can put in place into inner and outer actions. Let's start with inner. Inner, a really easy and quick one that snaps you out of the pattern of overwhelm and the thinking and feelings, is anchor your awareness onto a single thing. A really easy one that I'd recommend that is actually quite relaxing is anchor your focus in the middle of the overwhelm as much and strongly as you can on your breath. As you're holding your focus and awareness of only your breath, breathe in deep and breathe out. Add visualization of things that are maybe healing energy or just good feelings that you're breathing in. And this begins the process of changing your energetic state of how you feel in that moment, which is really good. And doing so is going to put you back in the present moment, which is ideal because remember, overwhelm is kind of like time travel. You're in the future and you're worrying about it. The next action we can take, let's shift into the outer actions that we can take. Still inner, but we're going to focus on doing a brain dump. Now, a brain dump is to help you with all of the things that are on your mind. So sit your butt down, get a piece of paper and a pen, and write everything out on your mind. All of the tasks that are weighing you down, even if they are the impossible feeling ones, write them all down, and you're going to focus on categorizing them based on priority. Circle the priorities and scrap the things that don't matter right now, especially if they're things that you can focus on tomorrow. Let's solve the immediate present moment and get clarity. This is the biggest step that's going to help you gain a step forward of clarity to help you assist in ending the overwhelm. Now, sometimes in the middle of writing down all of these things and circling them based on priority, you might realize the thing that you scrapped weren't even yours at the start. They might have been someone else's and you took on the burden of these things. And this is why clarity kicks ass. Something else to keep in mind is that, remember, overwhelm is a feeling of a lack of control. So sometimes when we're trying to control everything, we can get overwhelmed. So a strong task, when we write down our list and we circle the priorities, we've got to let go of some of these control needs just so we can get back to it. It doesn't mean that you'll never be able to handle those things that we let go of. It just means temporary. We're going to let go of a lot of them so that we can focus on maybe one or two. preferably one so that you can actually get the job done without feeling overwhelmed. And then you can come back to the things that you let go of temporarily. And I've given you a lot. And now to go to the theme that I've always gone to, and this is just a more of a specific scenario, getting deeper into the process of being overwhelmed. In this case, every time we do the work to intercept feelings and actions that we are experiencing, especially if they're negative ones, the more we intercept it and change it in the moment, the more we rewire the habit. Now remember, sometimes people have a tendency to get overwhelmed. It's because they've been programmed by their own actions over time. When things get busy, we react in a negative way. To solve overwhelm, we have to change our reactions, which is what I've just given you a process of, just so you can intercept it and begin to rewire the story behind it. It's as simple as things like, I get to do this today versus I have to. Simple stuff like that actually makes a difference, because you're rewiring your perspective of being busy or having a lot on your plate or systems you can rely on so that you can actually prioritize the steps of completing all of these things that you've got to do. So intercepting is fantastic. We're getting new habits to the point where overwhelm might actually no longer be something you experience, or at least very little in your life, which is a very good place to be. So to end episode 24 here today, pay attention to what I've given you. And if it is something that you're constantly facing, don't kid yourself and don't feel like you have to ride out overwhelm all the time. You can change it in the moment, but you have to choose. You have to choose to be the change in that moment. Otherwise, overwhelm is going to be something that plagues you, because we ain't doing anything to intercept the pattern and program that we have. Change that pattern and program. It's time to change. Screw overwhelm. I will see you on the next one. Thank you for listening.